The rally outside the state capitol wasn't half as big as the 1,500 people promised by organizers, but when Senate President Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon stepped on stage, leaders seized the moment.
To our senator, we need you to know something, Senator.
Fresno pastor DJ Kreiner was emceeing the event.
This is what we would like you to commit to. Can we count on you? Can we depend on you? Will you be our face and our voice to hold the line against the sheriff's union and to make sure that SB 54 is not watered down? Senator, can we count on you? Can we count on you, sir?
Kreiner was referring to the California State Sheriff's Association, which is fighting the measure that would, with some exceptions, ban state and local law enforcement from cooperating with federal immigration authorities. DeLeon chose his words carefully.
We're going to count on each other to work together.
Did you catch that at the very end? You can just barely hear a guy in the crowd call DeLeon's response a very political answer. So a few minutes later, Kreiner tried again.
Senator, can we get a yes? Will you represent us?
We need a yes!
We got a yes!
Except the question DeLeon said yes to was, will you represent us? Afterwards, the pro tem confirmed he did not agree to block further amendments to the bill.
Flexibility is what legislators need to have space to room to negotiate.
The political reality, DeLeon pointed out, is that bills need a certain number of votes to pass.
We are still having very constructive dialogues with law enforcement community, and particularly the chiefs of police.
But earlier in the day, in a blow to the bill's prospects, the California Police Chiefs Association had just formally come out in opposition after previously staying neutral in hopes of reaching a deal with DeLeon. The group says although police don't have any desire to enforce immigration laws, the bill would create roadblocks, hurdles, and ambiguity to doing their jobs. And that shows why DeLeon couldn't promise the crowd he won't take further amendments. He simply doesn't have the votes. As an urgency measure, SB 54 requires two-thirds approval in both houses of the legislature. That means every Democrat in the Senate and all but one in the Assembly. But although they declined to give their names to avoid upsetting the powerful pro tem, the offices of three Democratic senators tell Capitol Public Radio their members aren't there yet. Ben Adler, Capitol Public Radio News.